Good morning, this is Akashwani. I'm Sunil Verma with World News. The headlines. India and the Netherlands announce establishment of Joint Trade and Investment Committee to boost economic cooperation. United States carries out massive retaliatory strikes against Islamic State group in Syria. U.S. Justice Department releases thousands of files related to Epstein's sex trafficking investigation. In Under-19 Asia Cup cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in Dubai to set up title clash with Pakistan. And Men in Blue defeat South Africa by 30 runs in 5th and final T20 in Ahmedabad to clinch the series 3-1. India and the Netherlands have announced the establishment of India-Netherlands Joint Trade and Investment Committee, JTIC, through a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU. The JTIC marks an important milestone in further strengthening bilateral trade, investment and economic cooperation between the two countries. The MOU was signed between the Ministry of Commerce and Industry and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Netherlands and was formally announced yesterday on the occasion of the visit of Dutch Foreign Minister David van Wiel to India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that yoga has shown the whole world the path to health, balance and harmony. Addressing the gathering at WHO Global Summit on Traditional Medicine in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said, over the years, everyone has seen yoga reaching every corner of the world.
पारंपरिक चिकित्सा प्रणाली का एक अहम हिस्सा योग भी है। योग ने पूरी दुनिया को स्वास्थ्य संतुलन और सामंजस्य का रास्ता दिखाया है। भारत के प्रयासों और 175 से ज्यादा देशों के सहयोग से संयुक्त राष्ट्र द्वारा 21 जून को योग दिवस घोषित किया गया था। बीते वर्षों में हमने योग को दुनिया के कोने-कोने तक पहुंचते देखा है।
On the occasion, the Prime Minister, along with DG WHO, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, inaugurated the new WHO Southeast Asia Regional Office Complex in Delhi, which will also house the WHO India Country Office, marking a significant milestone in India's partnership with the World Health Organization. The US has said its military has carried out a massive strike against the Islamic State group IS in Syria in response to a deadly attack on American forces in the country. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said Operation Hawkeye strike was aimed at eliminating fighters, infrastructure and weapons sites of Islamic State group. Fighter jets, attack helicopters and artillery hit multiple targets in central Syria. Aircraft from Jordan were also involved. President Donald Trump, in a social media post, said they are striking very strongly against IS strongholds after the Islamic State ambush on 13th of this month in the city of Palmyra, in which two US soldiers and a US civilian interpreter were killed. He warned the group against any future attacks on Americans. The strikes come amid growing cooperation between the US and Syria against IS since Bashar Assad's ouster. Syria said the attack showed the need for international collaboration to fight terrorism and reaffirmed its commitment to combating IS. In the United States, the Justice Department released thousands of documents from its investigation into convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. However, the department acknowledged that its documents' disclosure about the wealthy financier known for his connections to President Donald Trump and other influential people was incomplete. The department signaled that hundreds of thousands more records will be released in the coming weeks. The files were being released in accordance with a congressionally set deadline. The records arrived with public anticipation that they could offer the most detailed look yet at nearly two decades worth of government investigations into Epstein's sexual abuse of young women and underage girls. The photos, call logs, grand jury testimony and interview transcripts are expected to give additional insight on Epstein's ties with rich and powerful contacts. Under pressure from other Republicans, U.S. President Donald Trump signed a bill on the 19th of November, giving the Justice Department 30 days to release most Epstein-related files, including records about his death in jail. The bill passed with support from both parties, despite months of opposition from President Trump and Republican leaders. This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced new agreements with 9 pharmaceutical manufacturers aimed at reducing prices of certain prescription drugs. As part of the deal, new drugs made by those companies will also be charged at the most favored nation pricing across the country on any newly launched medications for all, including commercial and cash pay markets, as well as Medicare and Medicaid. The initiative aims to help patients, especially those uninsured or on Medicaid, and ease state program budgets. Companies will also sell drugs through the Trump Rx, a government-run digital marketplace launching in January, and donate key medicines such as Bristol-Myers Squibb's Eliquis to Medicaid and a national reserve. The Japanese government has reiterated its commitment to non-nuclear policies, rejecting remarks by a security official suggesting the country should possess nuclear weapons. Japan's chief cabinet secretary, Minoru Kihara, said in a press conference yesterday that the government remains committed to the 3 non-nuclear principles which prohibit possessing, producing, or hosting nuclear arms. Lawmakers from both the ruling and opposition parties have demanded replacing the official, whose remarks came at a time when Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi is said to be considering a review of the non-nuclear principles. In Taiwan, at least 3 people were killed and 9 others injured as a knife-wielding attacker went on a rampage in capital Taipei. Taiwanese Premier Chau Rung-tai said the 27-year-old suspect set off smoke bombs at Taipei's main metro station before running to another station in a busy shopping district, stabbing people along the way. The suspect later died after falling from a multi-story building and his motive remains unclear. Taiwan's premier has ordered increased security at metro stations, railways and airports, while President William Lai promised a swift investigation. The suspect reportedly had a criminal record and was wanted by authorities. In the Under-19 Asia Cup cricket, India registered a commanding 8-win wicket win over Sri Lanka in the semi-final in Dubai last evening to set up the title clash with Pakistan. Put into bat, Sri Lanka were restricted to 138 for 8 by India in the rain-hit match, reduced 20 overs per side after heavy showers delayed the start of the play. In reply, India overhauled the target of 139 runs for the loss of just 2 wickets in 18 overs. In the other semi-final, Pakistan knocked out defending champions Bangladesh with a resounding 8-wicket victory. The summit clash between India and Pakistan will take place in Dubai tomorrow. In men's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 30 runs in the 5th and final T20 International to clinch the series 3-1 in Ahmedabad last night. Put into bat, India posted 231 for the loss of 5 wickets in 20 overs. Tilak Verma with 73 runs and Hardik Pandya with 63 made valuable contributions. Hardik smashed a 50 in just 16 balls, becoming the second fastest Indian to reach the milestone. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and the Netherlands announced establishment of Joint Trade and Investment Committee to boost economic cooperation. United States carries out massive retaliatory strikes against Islamic State group in Syria. U.S. Justice Department releases thousands of files related to Epstein sex trafficking investigation. In Under-19 Asia Cup cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in Dubai to set up title clash with Pakistan. And Men in Blue defeat South Africa by 30 runs in 5th and final T20 in Ahmedabad to clinch the series 3-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.